This is your 1017 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
It's the end of an era for a River West institution. After more than 20 years, the River West Co-op is closing, leaving many in the community reflecting on what it meant to be the neighborhood. Former volunteer coordinator Nikolai Chajo says this.
So the co-op never measured its success by the money it made. Its motto was food for people, not for profit. And in that sense, every day that it was open and bringing people in and building relationships, it was achieving what it set out to achieve.
Chajo and other volunteers say while the store itself is closing, its impact on the neighborhood will last well beyond the final day. A man is arrested for a violent assault on UW-Madison's campus. Police say the victim was critically injured in a targeted and unprovoked attack. It happened in a parking lot adjacent to Camp Randall Stadium at 2 a.m. on Saturday. The suspect fled the scene, and police later located and arrested Keith Jones without incident. Jones faces tentative charges of aggravated battery with intent to cause great bodily harm, robbery, and violating probation. The ACLU of Wisconsin petitions the state's high court to make it illegal to hold ICE detainees in Wisconsin jails. The lawsuit claims sheriffs from Walworth, Brown, Kenosha, Sauk, and Marathon counties are voluntarily holding people for an additional 48 hours after they should be released under state law. The extra hold time allows for immigration agents to get custody of individuals so they can be deported. The organization claims that ICE sends detainers even for people with no criminal records or people who still have charges pending in Wisconsin courts. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 1017 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I have a surprise guest. She was about to leave, and she allowed herself to be, let me see, wrangled? Tied up? I don't know. So we have Miss Willow Newell. She is Miss Wisconsin, who is fresh back from competing in Miss America 2025. Well,
yes,
how are
sir.
You?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you for letting me come on.
What do you mean letting you come on? We was going to steal you. We was like, Dad was like, hey, it's my daughter. But I said, yeah, but she's Miss Wisconsin. She's everybody. I think that it's her. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, I remember when you won Miss Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like such an honor because you're the first woman of color, black woman,
yes,
who has been Miss Wisconsin. But I don't want that to overshadow the fact that you are Miss Wisconsin, that you represent the entire state. Millions of people now look to you as the epitome of intelligence, talent, a future, and how many young girls around the state of every race are able to look and see that a black woman can be a role model.
Man.
How's that make you feel? Like when you go back to, you went to Carthage, right?
I did.
Like how do you feel if you go back and people like look at you in awe, right?
I actually just went back to see a professor, one of my favorite professors.
Okay.
He taught a religion course.
It wasn't me? Oh, I didn't teach at Carthage. Okay, my bad.
We went on a trip to Africa. Mm-hmm. And so I went back to visit him just to say hi as Miss Wisconsin. And I saw some of my fellow students.
Yeah.
And they were just so amazed and like in awe of me. And I just feel like Willow all the time whenever I walk into a space. So it is such an honor to have people look at me in that way. And I am reminded of my younger self who always mm-hmm. had role models. And I just want to be mm-hmm. the person that I've always needed, that I always needed in my childhood.
Now, when you say role model, do you, mm-hmm. in terms of that, what did that mean for you? Because I know, you know, you have family and yeah. you have people, you know, kind of walking you through those things. But you're in a position where if you, I guess I'm using the word twice, if you position yourself correctly, you can have a very successful life and lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
How's that translate to how you help younger men and women recognize that they can be successful at something?
For me, it's all about consistency mm-hmm. and showing up every day, regardless of how hard things get or how intimidating things may seem. Just thinking about that and thinking about the position that I'm in and the ability to make an impact can be very stressful. I feel like it's a huge weight that I've been given at just the age of 22. So I try to stay focused and grounded in consistency, mm-hmm. showing up every day on social media, showing up at right. appearances and events. I mean, I'm all across the state all the time. This past right. weekend, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Beaver Dam, Kenosha, Milwaukee, I'm all over the place. And so I want to just show up consistently and be that person, be that light for other people. And then those who can't see me in person, showing up on social media, through lives, showing where mm-hmm. I'm at, showing myself interacting with others.
Coming on the truth.
Yes, coming on here, talking, yeah. just being my authentic self.
And so when you say authentic, what does that entail? Because everybody's authenticity is different.
Yes.
What is your authentic self?
For me, it's all about staying grounded, mm-hmm. living in my truth and how I feel that day. So I know that sometimes I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like Mrs. Wisconsin. I don't feel right. energized. Sometimes I feel tired or drained. And living in that, you know, not trying to convince myself that I feel otherwise.
Right.
But showing up that way, because I know there are people in the world who do have a lot to do and a lot of responsibility, and they feel the same way. And so when I show up and I share that with people, if I'm at mm-hmm. an event and don't try to hide it, I realize that I connect better with people one-on-one. And so it's really right. a blessing to be able to do that. People share so many different stories with me, stories about financial struggles, health struggles, right. struggles within their family. And so I'm trying to be that space for people to not only feel safe and share their stories, but maybe a space of inspiration by mm-hmm. being authentic.
And so you graduated from Carthage?
I did, yes, in May.
With a degree in?
Musical theater with a minor in history.
Okay, so we'll be looking at you on the big screen pretty soon.
I hope so. I really want to get my master's
okay,
in film.
Okay, wait. We don't use words like hope and probably. And
I will.
There you go. Hey, well, you say you want to get your MFA.
Yes.
In film to do what?
I want
produce,
to screenwrite.
Direct? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what okay. I'm hoping. I want to make stories of people of diverse backgrounds, and mm-hmm. I love history. So I got to study in Africa, England, and France mm-hmm. in college, mm-hmm. and I brought over so many different books. Eventually, I will have time to read those books and write a movie based on.
What do you mean eventually?
I'm so busy, I barely get time to read to just sit down
Don't
and finish
you have
a
time
book.
Well, you gotta spread out those meetings where you gotta go from Racine to Eau Claire. You got time to read.
That's true. While I'm in the car.
Yeah, absolutely. Just don't drive while you.
Right, right.
Or maybe do an audiobook.
Oh, that's smart. You know? There is Audible. I don't know why I haven't used it yet.
and so all those things people know about you. What are some of the things that people don't know about you?
I have two turtles at home. I don't talk about them much. Two turtles at home. I love rock music. I've always loved rock music. I went through like a little emo goth phase when I was in middle school.
Okay.
So people see me in crown and sash, and I wear a lot of pink now, but they don't know that I was once right. very awkward and shy, and I've grown from that. And
have you really, though?
Maybe.
Or
it's still in me somewhere.
Or have you too much musical theater? You're able to.
I'm able to cover it
present.
Up. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
There's that. And then I'm just a family person. I feel like being in this role, a lot of people have asked about my family and my family right. influence.
Right.
I love my family. I love my community. So huge influence from my mom and dad, of course, my younger sister, but then also my grandparents. I just come from a line of great, amazing people.
Mm-hmm. And so you're originally from where?
Racine. Yes.
Okay. Went to elementary and high school.
Jefferson Lighthouse for elementary school, middle school St. Catharines, and then high school Park. Park High School Racine.
Okay, so you made the rounds.
Yes, yes.
Where do you see yourself in about 10 years?
10 years. I'm hoping that I can be on the Oscar red carpet. That would be really, really cool. Winning an award for some movie or production mm-hmm. that I create. I really want to go to school, get my master's, and then start networking immediately to start putting some things in the works. I've made a great connection so far as Miss Wisconsin, mm-hmm. so I'm looking forward to making connections with people in the arts and filmmakers. And I'm working with the Wisconsin Arts Board right now. I've also been able to talk to the National Assembly of States Arts Agencies. Right. The director, Pam Bro, has been really amazing and mm-hmm. giving me info. And just making those connections for the arts. That's like what my platform is all about is Miss Wisconsin.
Wonderful. Last question. Mm-hmm. When you retire, what do you want to say you did?
Everything. That's probably not a good thing to say, but everything. It would be really cool to win an EGOT, to be an EGOT winner. And then I just want to be happy. I want to be at peace. I don't want to have any regrets when I'm older.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Willow Newell, Miss Wisconsin. And I don't know how to say formerly contestant in Miss America.
Absolutely. Or, yeah.
And contested in Miss America 2025.
Yes.
I would never get anywhere close to Mr. America.
Oh, gosh. I don't believe that. You definitely would. All
right. Thank you much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. That was pretty cool. She was passing through, and I said, I met her a while ago when she became Miss Wisconsin, and then she just did the Miss America 2025. That's kind of scary for me. Now watch this. My fear, I can't be Mr. Nothing but me. Because they'll be like, man, go somewhere, sit down. Go somewhere and sit down. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me refresh this to make sure. Showers and possible thunderstorms tonight. Right now it's 81 degrees, feels like. I'm sorry, it's 78 degrees. Wait a minute, which one is it? Yeah, 78 degrees, fair. Low tonight is 61, so might have a little rain, might not have a little rain, but, you know, can't be too careful.
Number 5.
This from CBS 58, a 17-year-old girl accused in the crash that killed 3 people near 35th and Valita appeared in court today, and Deshauna Eggerson appeared visibly upset as a court commissioner read 9 of her charges, 3 for each person killed. The court commissioner told Eggerson she was old enough to know she shouldn't have been behind the wheel. Barry Phillips said the ultimate consequence is loss of life in these type of cases. And in this case, we've lost 3 lives. And if the allegations of this complaint are true, the sad part about it, that all you had to do is stop when the lights came on and none of this would have happened. Criminal complaint says that Eggerson had been traveling between 70 and 80 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. Bond was set at $300,000. She's due back in court on September 29th.
Number 4.
This from WISN.com. Milwaukee police are investigating a deadly shooting after a person was found shot on a sidewalk near 76th and Silver Spring. That's at 10:30 p.m. on last night. Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office identified the victim as 15-year-old Azoria R. Jones. No one is in custody, and detectives are working to determine what led to the gunfire. Anyone with information is asked to call Milwaukee Police at 414-935-7360 or, to remain anonymous, contact Crime Stoppers.
Number 3.
Well, I don't know if I'm supportive of these types of things because I mean, boycotts are boycotts. But last time he did it, it worked. Pastor Jamal Bryant is all for the recent calls to boycott Disney, Hulu, and ESPN. This is from thegrio.com. On yesterday, Bryant spearheaded the successful Target boycotts that led to a drastic decline in their profit and foot traffic. He's now co-signing the budding Disney boycott. He said, Americans are waking up and realizing that our constitutional rights are being infringed upon, and so I want to welcome them. I want to welcome them to the block party, amen, because we've been boycotting Target since February. So I hope the larger community will boycott Target as well as I am asking you to boycott Disney, boycott ESPN, boycott Hulu, and boycott any company that doesn't stand in alignment with your God-given right that has been shared with you. Now, in 2025, it's the year of fighting back. So I'm trying to figure out why. Well, larger communities are calling for viewers to boycott Walt Disney Company after the network abruptly pulled Jimmy Kimmel off the air after comments he made about Charlie Kirk's passing. ABC's decision to suspend the show indefinitely deepened public concern about censorship, a pattern we've seen recently in light of Charlie Kirk's passing. Here's the other issue with that, though. What we're missing is that it's a broadcast network. So there's some public things that go that it's not the same as CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, Fox News. Those are all streaming. You could pretty much, within reason, say and do whatever the heck you want to do. They still try to watch out for the day parts, but by and large, we've turned over stuff our children watch, stuff they do, to TV. So what we're missing is, at some point, you're talking out of both sides. Hulu, you pay for. Disney Plus, you pay for. ABC, you don't. So if they don't want to really deal with DEI, they're not. They're going to play the game like everybody else. So we have to be careful when we start to push a company like this and not divide out, this is what they can do, this is what we need to argue, because freedom of speech does not extend to television. We don't have a fairness doctrine. It ended in 1987, started in the 1940s, ended in the 1980s, and we don't have it anymore. So if you want to, you can start a YouTube channel or go on Hulu or Netflix or whatever streaming and talk yourself into oblivion. We have to be careful when we do that because they stopped somebody that you like doesn't necessarily mean it's censorship. They're exercising their power over the licenses they have over broadcast television, which is regulated by the federal government. Now, the FCC chairman didn't have any business saying what he said about what Jimmy Kimmel said about Charlie Kirk, unless he did it in as a private citizen. But when you are a quote unquote government official, as the Federal Communications Commission chairman, you got to be careful. And that's all I'm saying about that. It's a very delicate thing. We have to be careful when we talk about those things as it relates to government and FCC and all those things, right? So that's their fight. That's their fight. You choose. But all I'm saying is, you know, be careful.
Number two.
This story, hang on. Do-do-do-do-do. Because I skipped. Glenn, what happened to the Packers? I'm just saying. Like, I was pausing to see whether I was going to really go down that road because I know, you know, some of y'all be getting kind of beside yourself. But what happened to the Packers? Like, what's that about?
They ate a slice of humble pie. And it's good that it came now, but we see some of the glaring weaknesses that we kind of forgot about because the defense was so good through the first couple of weeks. The defense is still very good, but the secondary isn't going to hold up for as long as we thought. The O-line looked a little bit, you know, disheveled, and they got thrown around. I believe Jordan Love was sacked 4 or 5 times. And
it was five.
Five times. And the wide receivers just couldn't get open. The running game also struggled, you know, but that's a factor that comes with the O-line. But it's better now that they take a really bad loss opposed to November or December, you know, when the division needs to shake out.
But you remember when I said that, right?
I do.
And when I said that, people looked at me like I was crazy. And I said that their issue is going to be their secondary. And y'all looked at me like, oh, they'll be fine. They'll be okay. Their secondary is not the best. And y'all told me that I was like, I should go kick rocks. So I guess the Browns did.
No, I think about this game as it's a homework assignment. It's everybody gets to go home and they need to, you know, some people got B's, some people's got C's. There's some people that got F's. Special teams coach, he got an F. He has a lot of things to work on, a lot of coaching points and stuff like that. It's good to have something to work on and something right. to critique going forward.
But it seems that the Packers have fallen into the same thing that everybody else said that they were falling into. They refuse to change their game plan in the second half. This is just me. If I'm winning in the first half, I'm not going to keep doing what I was doing in the first half because they woke up. They had time to pause and look at tape. Change.
No,
but
absolutely.
For some reason, they keep doing the same thing the second half. He must have got sacked like twice in a row. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, something's not right.
I mean, it comes down to coaching as well. I think that's been the knock on the floor as long as, you know, yep. he's been tenured.
Yep.
They've beaten the teams that they're supposed to beat, but right. when they get in games where they might either have to come back or they have to preserve a lead, there's yep. a lot of decisions that yep. are, you know, head scratching.
It's either blowout or they lose.
Right. It's tough. I mean, again, as a Packers fan, I'm not a Packers fan myself, but I think right. for Packers fans, right. there's some type of optimism. It's good to lose to sure. a bad team this early in the year sure. so you know what needs to be done to beat the better teams when right. it matters.
But we're talking in 47 seconds. Another team scored, equaled it, and then beat you. That's weird to me. Like in 47 seconds of regulation time, they went from 10 to nothing to 10 to 7, 10 to 3, and then field goal, or whatever way it went.
Yeah, and again, that comes back to coaching. Again, if you're in that 2-minute warning or that 3-minute kind of area, you can run the ball 2 or 3 times, and you're going to burn a minute.
Right.
Or the team is forced to use a timeout right. or two, and then you draw up a play, obviously, to you know that you want to get across on 3rd and whatever, or even 4th and short, depending on field situation.
But
so.
You got sacked.
And he threw a pick, too.
Right, so and he threw a pick.
Yeah.
I'm like, it was head scratching. Mind you, I'm in Chicago and they beat Dallas.
That's a Super Bowl for them.
Well, no, when they beat the Packers last year, that was Super Bowl for them.
I got friends telling me they're gonna win a division now because they beat the Cowboys.
No, they're not. Because the Packers gonna beat the Cowboys on Monday. Because Jerry has taken the you know, he didn't sell the wheels off that team. So it's I don't think they'll ever be America's team. They'll be a team in America. Which leads me to a college team. So they got this new rule, which is odd to me because you would think they've had this rule for years, right? Or refs just kind of don't pay attention. I don't get it. But if you fake an injury, right? You know how many people fake injuries in sports, right? Am I right?
Right. Free timeout. It's a free timeout.
It's a free timeout. Somebody pretend like you, hey, some third string go in and then pretend like you're hurting me. Well, Syracuse, the ACC, fined Syracuse $25,000 and reprimanded the school for faking injuries in a win over Clemson this Saturday. Clemson quarterback Cade Klubnik, I'd probably be injured if I had the name Klubnik too, made clear in his postgame interview that he was not buying the injuries suffered by Syracuse defenders in his team's upset loss to the Orange, using air quotes when referencing their injuries. Props to them. They stopped us on some third downs and in certain times, and then they have an injury or something like that when we really get going. The incident took place as Clemson was driving in Syracuse territory with 9:25 left in the fourth quarter. At Syracuse, freshman defensive lineman, it's always a freshman, Nissi Obibor slowly dropped to the ground and laid down after a big pass completion by the Tigers. Defensive lineman Kevin Jabitney Jr. also went down, and the league said there was action taken by a coach on Syracuse sideline that indicated they were instructed to pretend they were hurt to slow their progress. It was a clear attempt to gain unmerited advantage by stopping the game in order to secure an injury timeout.
The clip of it is actually hilarious. There's like a huge, like 30, 40 yard catch. The receiver gets up flexing, and then you see one guy grab a calf. There's another guy grabbing his ankle. They toss him a water bottle, and he tries to like get up and roll over, and they're like, "Stay down, stay down, stay down."
Stay down till the trainer gets here. And of course, he did it in the opposite side of the field, so he got to run. The trainer has to run all the way down the. Yeah, $25,000 though, dude.
It's common. I mean, it's very common in sports.
Oh,
I've done it at Concordia up the road. I have.
You admit that?
Of course.
Well, they're in a different conference now.
So even still, okay. Though, yeah, up 10, 3 minutes left, and they're driving into the end zone. Yeah, I might lay down for a second to come out for a play.
Wow.
I might have a back spasm. It happens.
Wow.
It's a coaching point.
Wow. Coaches coach that?
Yeah, same thing as if there's a late drive and a team is trying to get down, you make the tackle, lay on the guy.
All right. Get up slow.
Yep, dead weight. Just lay on him.
Yeah. And then people start shoving, get off me. And then, wow. I am so heartbroken. Here I thought you were this upstanding, like, and you'd just be faking. You'd be faking the funk, huh?
Win at all costs.
Wow. I'm disappointed in you, Glenn. I thought you was better people than that. You actually faked, like back spasm, like ankle.
At least four games in my life.
Really?
In at least four games.
Were you told to do it?
I was a very aware and cautious player. So it wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world to come out for a play, especially if I'm tired. I mean,
right,
you know,
right?
Ah, cramp.
All right.
Toe.
All
right. Water, please now.
Toe cramp?
Something, anything, those everything
hurt,
hurts.
Though. Those do hurt. All right, well, thank you, sir. I think I appreciate it. Right.
Number one.
This from thegrio.com. Wells Fargo is settling a suit alleging they held fake interviews as part of DEI hiring initiatives. Wells Fargo, once again, has agreed to settle a lawsuit alleging that the company misrepresented its DEI initiatives to increase the number of people from underrepresented groups in higher-paying jobs by holding fake interviews for jobs that were often already taken. That's according to the Charlotte Observer. No settlement terms have been finalized. The agreement is still being negotiated and expected to be submitted to the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California by October 13th. For approval. According to the lawsuit, September 2022, plaintiffs alleged that between February of 2021 and June of 2022, Wells Fargo effectively held fake diversity hire interviews for jobs that were already taken. Wells Fargo previously set a mandate that half of all jobs in the United States paying $100,000 or more would go to people from diverse and or underrepresented groups. How could you even promise that? Ethnic, racial, women, veterans, LGBTQ+ individuals, and people with disabilities. Well, the plaintiff claims that while job interviews were held, they were all shams, as Wells Fargo had no intention of filling those jobs with diverse candidates. And in September of 2022, the Securities and Exchange Commission also raised concerns about the bank's hiring practices. However, Department of Justice and Securities and Exchange Commission closed the investigations into the bank without further action. They denied all accusations and claims. They said, we believe the claims are without merit. And according to the bank's DEI filings and SEC, roughly 46% of the 238,000 employees were considered racially or ethnically diverse. However, in the wake of President Trump's crackdown on DEI initiatives for all companies doing business, Wells Fargo dropped many of its references to DEI and goals. And as if that wasn't enough, a banking player has fallen from the top 10 largest banks in the area, making room for a local competitor. This is from the Milwaukee Business Journal. And that bank is Wells Fargo. So they're not having a really good time in recent days. Their past has been spotty, I'll say that. And there have been some stories about some of the things along with Netflix documentaries on some of the things that Wells Fargo has been accused of regarding some of their practices and opening accounts, things of that nature. And so, all I can say is be careful. Just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. The Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra is back for the 2025 season as principal pops conductor Brian Stripling opens the season with Disco Divas. Now's your chance to win a pair of Disco Diva tickets live from the Bradley Symphony Center this Saturday, September 27th. Call 833-212-1017. Be caller number three right now to win the tickets. That's 833-212-1017 to win tickets to see Disco Divas. Be caller number three. Also, calling all Black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs, if you're looking to share your story and reach and grow your company, well, we've teamed up with Associated Bank and our Black-owned business Give Back, and each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And to sign up for your Black Business Spotlight interviews, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You better work it. Excess. Sleep. DJ Sarasa. Chicka 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 boom boom. I can't help it. Life a heavy deck of cards, so I dealt it. I'm the fire from the spark, yeah, you felt it. Pull a lighter from the dark, now you melt it. I was building up an arc when it's raining. Want no better time to stop when we're painting.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, for Pella Windows in Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. A lot of customers might have apprehensions about inviting someone out to their home, but when you see the experience and professionalism, you can trust them to bring your project that you need for your home to life. Their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with. So to do that, you can order by the end of the month and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Talking text line. Curly Q said, Wells Fargo's been a horrible institution for a number of years, if not over a decade. And, do we have a winner of the disco? Kawanda? Kawanda won? The same Kawanda? Way to go, Iran Kwanda. Way to go. Woo, 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 woo. She said, hey. She said, congratulations to me, my first time calling any radio show and actually winning. Of course. My show? Of course. I'm taking credit for something I didn't even do. I didn't even do it. I went and got some water and some coffee. I came back up like, who the winner? Wow, that was interesting. And that's why I leave. I didn't have nothing to do with it. She did it herself. Woo, woo. I ain't mad at her. So congratulations, Kwanda. She'll be going this Saturday to see the Disco Divas on September 27th. Symphony Orchestra. Interesting. 833-212-1017 is the number. So, do black people care that Jimmy Kimmel's off the air and coming back? Like, really? Like, really? Like, really? Do people really care? I don't think so. Like, I don't think. Like, do black people even watch Jimmy Kimmel? Or is that why they don't, they rarely show his audience. Maybe that's why. It's not diverse.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
So are you like adding insult to injury? Like it's raining and overcast outside and he plays Roy Ayers' Sunshine. You're listening to, don't fade it out now. Let it play. You see how you do me? Y'all see how they do me? Maybe you're watching. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So somebody just came and invaded my studio. First of all, they kicked me. I said, listen, I'm coming in and I'm going to kick the dough in and you better let me in. So I said, okay, yes, ma'am.
See? If you would have actually said that, then it would have been a totally different outcome. But Truth Nation, what he is sharing with you is exactly the opposite of what truly happened.
Of course.
I walk into...
It's called a lie.
I don't like to use that word, but since you did. A lie. What's going on, Ariana Kwanda?
Yeah, she just won.
She won what?
The Disco Diva tickets with Milwaukee
That's
Symphony.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking
Who's
about.
Who's she taking? She taking me?
No, she ain't taking me. I don't think we can do that. The folks with the three letter.
This is why I cannot stand rules. Rules are just they're joy killers. No, for real. Rules just kill joy. Man, that's going to be a great show.
Truth Unfiltered tonight will be hosted by the magnanimous DT Thomas.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I got to roll out, but so she'll be doing it dolo. Is it solo dolo or
yes,
dolo solo?
It's solo dolo. Glenn, I pray for you, brother. Oh, he left. Look, you
right there.
Oh, he's there. Glenn, I pray for you. You do this every day too?
No.
With Dr. Ken?
No, you don't do it every day.
More than I should.
Ma'am. And the Nobel Prize goes to. We're gonna have a great show.
Two GKB students and teachers and staff disappeared.
Can everyone...
I got to get rid of like six people in order for two people to disappear who happen to be a host and a producer, but I'm not saying.
Can everyone just stay tuned in because Dr. Ken is
leaving.
What
you going to be talking about? What you going to be talking
Thank
about?
Thank you.
What you going to be talking about?
Well, so there is a lot of breaking news, but here's the thing. I'm trying to be strategic because I'm hosting the morning show with Brother Dame. I'm
so
co-hosting.
One, two, three. So you're on like three times in less than 12 hours.
Exactly. Okay. So I want to be strategic and give Truth Nation like... really good dialogue regarding these breaking news topics. But Brother Dame, I need him because, you know, Brother Dame, he's a genius.
Right.
So I'm going to save the Jimmy Kimmel mm-hmm. update. Because as far as black folks, freedom of speech, right. it's not new to us.
Right.
It really isn't. Because, okay, I'll tell y'all a true story, Truth Nation. Hold on, let me pray real quick. Do I want to say this?
No, you don't want
to
say
if it. If I have say to think it, about it, you're
say
right.
Say it after 6 o'clock. Get some time to think about it. The news will play.
You're right.
Get to relax. And then you'll think it. Because you know sometimes you and I, somebody say something, we get triggered and be like, what? And then
you're right.
We'll be like, well.
But that's what I'm saying.
Freedom of speech.
Black Americans.
Got to watch it.
We have to watch everything every day.
But that's why I laugh when people talk about Jimmy Kimmel, because I'm like, we've been having to do that for the last 400 years. Now you got to do it for the last 400 minutes.
That's what, yeah.
And we get mad. I'm like.
Curly Q, yes. What's up, sis? What's up, queen? Yes, I'm going to be live. I'm going to be live from 6 to 8. We're going to have a special in-studio guest, Dr. Ken. He's got to be great for somebody
else.
You
boot me out. You ain't mad.
You know I didn't boot you out. You know.
She booted me out and told me I had to go take class. I had to. She said, go teach your class. I'm going to hold down the fort. I got this.
I'm going to hold it down.
That's right.
LaRon says, I pray for DT, but she never shows up. What does that mean, LaRon? Show up where?
He don't. Just some stuff you can skip.
Maybe somebody said, Dr. Ken get kicked out by.
Wait a minute. Let me scroll up and get back to let me scroll up and get back to the beginning.
Bye, Dr. Ken.
Let me get back to the beginning. what did Sylvia say? Hey, handsome. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Sylvia.
So, oh anyway. My gosh. Sylvia.
I get it. Look at this. So I don't know why, but I've never seen a black person as a trainer of a tiger. Like, Dang. Why? Because in Oklahoma Preserve, trainer killed by tiger attack. Like, what? Like, that's what tigers actually do.
That's got to be.
Like, literally, that's what they do.
The worst way to go out.
Well.
They say drowning or burning, but man, to get mauled.
I'm thinking a snake around my neck.
I think getting mauled by a tiger is worse. Because the tiger is in hunt mode. He's like, dinner.
Why you gotta say it like that? And then once they get blood, it's over.
Have you ever you know, you're a walking dictionary. But I actually looked up the definition of mauling.
Mm-hmm. You don't want that.
Whew. From a neurological standpoint, when animals, right. whether it's a bear, a
right.
tiger,
right.
their intention is right. to kill.
Right.
Because at that point, they see you
right.
as
meat.
Dinner.
And you're moving. And they pound you. Like a bear, their claws are like long
Dr.
hooks.
Ken, I didn't say and we had to I'll go into like, the details. You know I'm sensitive. But go ahead. There's people probably listening like, I'm trying to eat dinner. Dr. Ken was ready to go in, y'all. He's ready to give us a whole Quentin Tarantino.
People, you know black people don't eat this early. Girl, stop.
Somebody eating somewhere.
In China.
Or having a nice.
Remember I said, somebody in China. Yeah.
I was going to say, somebody somewhere is having a nice either happy hour or, and they don't want to hear about a person getting mauled.
True. That is true. So I'm going to leave.
LaRon says big cats suffocate you before they eat you. See what I'm saying? Like, I don't want no parts of that.
I don't want no parts of it. I don't want to touch it. I'm done. It's over. Denise is coming. It's going to be great. And we going to hang out.
Watch this, y'all.
And that's
get out of my seat.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Truth Unfiltered is up next with Denise D.T. Thomas.
We will miss you, Dr. Ken.
Coach. Can I finish my...
My like, bad. You're right.
You know what? Look. You know what? Forget it.
We're going to miss you.
All right. Later. Tag. You it. I'm out.
See, somebody said tonight was a great show. Look at that.